This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, the home of the beard trimmers, Tess.
The beard trimmers. Are you?
The clippers. Clip, 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 clip.
We are going to move on to your segue, Macca, which is culture. We're going to talk about...
Oh, culture.
We are going to talk about MQFF, the Melbourne Queer
normally,
Film Festival.
I'm not normally called an uncultured person.
I didn't make a comment about whether you're cultured or not. It was the language that you used, Macca. Okay. Our next guest, of course, is Spiro Economopoulos, who is the director of the MQFF. Good morning to you, Spiro.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on again.
Always good to hear you and always good to have you on our show.
It's always great. So MQFF has gone out into the regions.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. In fact, we're right there at the moment. So we've kicked off with Geelong, in fact.
What are you actually showing? So what's
films?
They're showing films. I know they're films, Macca. I'm not that dumb, but what's the selection of films? Are they the films that actually featured in the Melbourne Queer Film Festival?
Yes.
Earlier this year.
Yeah, they're sort of a little batch of films that we showed back in March. Films like Rurangi, which is this really fantastic New Zealand trans drama, an Australian film called Greenhouse. A really, really great Greek movie called The Man with the Answers, a doco called Steelers, the world's first gay rugby club, and a film called Summerland. So it's a nice little selection, I think, and really kind of good representative of what we had on at the festival in March as well.
Fantastic. And all the films are being shown in cinemas, or can you also see them online?
No, they're in cinemas. So I think it was really important for us to... this was something we wanted to kind of kick off last year, of course, and, you know, because of you-know-what, that didn't happen. And I think we were really excited about being able to do this back in cinemas again and sort of get MQFF connected to the regions again.
And I've got to say that I went to the movies during the week, and it was just so nice to be in a cinema again.
Tell me about it, yeah.
It was just so good. I mean, it's nice watching, you know, movies at home, but there's nothing like the whole thing of, you know, getting an ice cream and unwrapping it.
A choc top
and sitting in a cinema and... Going through all those bad ads to begin with, I usually hate
those. I love those ads.
What about this listener question, Tess, for Spiro?
I haven't seen it, Macca. Would you like to read it out?
It says, this is from 288. Just wondering, for someone who hasn't gone to MQFF yet, how can they get into it? How do they do it? How does it all happen?
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to get tickets to come see any of these films at the regional cinemas that we're screening at, your best place is to go to mqff.com.au and book a ticket, basically. It's that simple. So, I mean, that's all you have to do. And apart from Geelong, we're off to Bendigo after that, and then Warwell, Ballarat and Shepparton. So if any of those venues are convenient for you, get on and get some tickets.
And what's the reception been like? Tell us, how's the community responded to you taking this film festival out into the communities, into the regions?
Look, I think it's been really great so far. I'm off to Bendigo next week, actually, which is really fun. We've obviously done festivals at Bendigo and Geelong before, and Shepparton, in fact. So there's a really great established kind of community there that knows the festival. And I think it's just, you know, really important for us to be able to kind of, you know, have that reach to regional areas. And obviously, you know, during lockdown, we were doing stuff online and there were, you know, everyone had access. But also I think it's really important to engage the community in a kind of much more sort of meaningful way and sort of get out there. And I've got to say as well, like, I really need to sort of give a shout out to the Victorian government, who's, you know, supported this whole initiative and, you know, financed this. And, you know, I think these are the kind of things we really want, you know, support in the arts for. And, you know, I couldn't thank them enough for being able to kind of get this up and running, actually.
I'm sure the Minister for Creative Victoria would be very interested to hear that. Danny Pearson, big shout out to you and your department for this investment. So, yeah. So tell us a bit about so each of these regions, there's five that you've identified: Geelong, mm-hmm. Bendigo, Morwell, Ballarat, and Shepparton. With each of those, you'll have the same set of films, or are you going to?
Same set of films. We're sort of changing the order a little bit with each place. You know, a lot of the negotiations leading up to it was me sort of, you know, consulting with some of the groups there and kind of discussing, you know, what might work best as an opening, or, you know, what would be a good closer. We've kept it predominantly the same, but there's a few little changes here and there. So I think it's kind of really great to be able to, you know, I think for me it's, it's important to be able to, I guess, collaborate with these areas as well. They know their audience better than I do, and I think it's important to be able to kind of be flexible.
And Spiro, is any of this going to be available online on a pay-as-you-go type service like you did last year? No. So this is all place-based cinema as opposed to a virtual cinema.
Yeah, this is all in-person cinema. And I think, as I was saying, I think it's kind of really important at this point that we start connecting up again and, you know, getting people back into cinemas and getting kind of the community together as well. So I think this is a really great opportunity to do that.
And I'm going to ask you this because I just have to. Okay. So you've given us a sense of...
you don't
of,
have to.
No, I'm going to. You've given us a sense of what films are showing, but what's your top pick?
Yeah.
What's your top pick?
All right. Oh, God, that is a hard question, because I do love all of them. I'll just do a couple of shout-outs, particularly, Rurangi, which is the New Zealand trans drama, is really fantastic. I really, really adore that film, and I think it's a really important film as well, which is, you know, the creatives behind it are trans as well, and I think it's really important when you see these stories told by trans creators, and that personal kind of story is you know, really palatable when you see this film, and I think it's awesome. The Greenhouse is a really great movie. It's an Australian film, and I was sort of, you know, always excited to see a new Australian movie kind of crop up, and something like The Greenhouse, which is a filmmaker called Thomas Wilson White, and we had his short at the festival last year, and this is a really exciting, original sort of movie that I don't want to sort of spoil too much of it, but I think it's a real kind of bold film, and I really think people really, really going to like it. So,
Spiro, as somebody of Greek background yourself, do you recommend the Greek film?
I do, and in fact, that was probably one of the most popular films we had in March, and it was interesting talking to a lot of people about the movie afterwards, about why they liked it so much. And to be honest with you, I mean, it's a road movie, and it's about people traveling, and it's about people kind of going to really beautiful places, and it's something that we all are missing at the moment. And I think even just on that most basis level, I think that's something people really connected with the film. And it's actually a really lovely movie as well, so I think people are going to really like that one too.
Fantastic. Unfortunately, Spiro, we're out of time. It's great to see MQFF going bush. Love it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You know, it spreads the word and it spreads the message, and it's a great thing. So thank you.
And when you're ready to start talking about the 2022 program, let us know. We'd love to hear all about it.
Oh, not 2022, 2021. We're going to be back in November.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
We're back again, bigger as well.
Okay, fantastic. I didn't know that, so that's great news.
There you go. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.